From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Police in Iraq say a suicide bombing at a popular market on the outskirts of the capital, Baghdad, has killed at least 11 people. Officials say at least 26 others were wounded in the attack, which took place in the Narawan shopping area south of Baghdad. A security official said two suicide bombers opened fire on civilians in the market late Monday before blowing themselves up. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in a message on its Amak channel. Turkish officials say they are watching to see whether the United States will honor a promise which they claim was made by President Trump to Turkey's president last week to cut off the supply of arms to Kurdish militias that played a key role in defeating Islamic State militants in Syria. The Turkish foreign minister announced the promise at a press conference shortly after the two presidents spoke by telephone on Friday. The AP quoted the minister as saying Mr. Trump clearly stated that he had given clear instructions and that the YPG won't be given arms and that this nonsense should have ended a long time ago. However, a White House statement issued after the call with Turkey's president was more circumspect. Myanmar's military chief said he told Pope Francis that there is no religious discrimination in his country, a country where violence against Rohingya Muslims has been termed ethnic cleansing by the United States. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said in a Facebook post, "Myanmar has no religious discrimination at all. Likewise, our military, too. It performs for the peace and stability of the country." This is VOA News. Zimbabwean forces say order has been restored and they will be returning to the streets. But that announcement was met with fear by many Zimbabweans who remain wary of men in uniform following years of abuses by them. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Harare.
These are words that should calm and reassure.
The situation in our country is returned to normalcy.
That is police spokeswoman Charity Chiramba announcing police would return to their beats and conduct joint patrols with soldiers in central Harare, less than a week after soldiers took over security duties during the political upheaval that forced President Robert Mugabe to resign. But in Zimbabwe, where human rights groups have accused the police of shocking brutality, arbitrary arrests, and extortion, these words bring little comfort. Police are so unpopular that the stadium of more than 60,000 people booed loudly when the nation's police commissioner last week pledged loyalty to new President Emmerson Mnangagwa during his inauguration. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
VOA later asked the police spokeswoman how the police would regain the trust of Zimbabweans. She just smiled and didn't answer. A terrorist was killed in a targeted airstrike in Somalia, conducted by U.S. forces in coordination with Somalia's government. That report from the U.S. military on Monday. The strike against Islamic State fighters was carried out about midday local time on Monday in northeastern Somalia. Pakistan's federal law minister has resigned following 3 weeks of protests by Islamist groups. The protest had closed roads linking the capital Islamabad with other parts of the country. The demonstrators, representing various religious parties, had wanted the minister to resign after a minor amendment in an electoral oath, which the protesters insisted undermined their religious beliefs. The government said the amendment was a clerical error and had been reversed. In the United States, it is still Cyber Monday, a day when holiday shoppers could set a new spending record for online purchases from work, home, or anywhere with their cell phones. Online shopping has been increasing steadily in the United States for years, as many consumers stay away from traditional brick-and-mortar stores in favor of the convenience of shopping from their computers, handheld devices, or, to the dismay of their employers, workplace computers. Adobe Analytics has predicted that shoppers could spend $6.6 billion in America on Monday. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.